Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ready to create an online presence for your unique idea? Well, no sponsor this week, so you're on your own. Go on, pick up a keyboard. How hard can it be to code a website from scratch? Better question, how invested in your unique idea are you really? Find out by doing it yourself. And when you're ready to launch, go ahead and launch. What's stopping you? Maybe stop waiting for permission for everything. Well, I'm back at the Institute, and it's another week for our protagonist-type folks enduring what they call, the smattering. No, that's not right. The happening. No, that's where trees start killing people, but then you find out everyone was living in an Amish theme park the whole time. Except Paul Giamatti, who's busy falling in love with a pool toy. Something like that. Ah, yes, the shattering. As inaccurate as it is basic. Aha! Incoming broadcast detected. Frequency resonator active. Compelling storyline indicator barely glowing. That's everything I need to know. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, remote edition. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is Some of the Things You Need to Know. Over 5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Whew, getting winded. Whew, I just haven't been getting the exercise that I usually get since we've been sort of trapped in this way. Anyway, I fell through a dimensional portal. I record a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. Unfortunately, I have been separated from my co-hosts, but we communicate via magical crystal using Rune, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host. He used to be a talking badger. He is a shapeshifter. Last week, he was a sea wolf, but this week, I gotta finger this rune. Chunt the shapeshifter.
Hello, boss. Can you hear me?
Oh, did I get the wrong...
Oh, no, this is Chunt.
Did
this
I finger the wrong
here.
Rune?
What? No, this is Chunt here.
Chunt?
Boss, I got turned into a sea urchin.
You got turned into a sea urchin?
That's right. I'm a little boy with tattered clothes and a little hat, and I'm a sea urchin. I've got a snipe. Extra, read all about it. Shapeshifter turns into sea urchin.
Wow. This is huge, Chunt. This is the first time any of your shapeshifting has had even a little bit of an effect on your vocals.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It also seems like it's maybe affected your brain.
No.
You're going full sea urchin brain.
No. My head is fine, boss. I'm not bonkers. I'm normal.
I hate when people call me boss.
Hey, big guy.
People...
Hey, big man.
No, that's not as bad, but
Oi,
it's close.
It's me. You're a good friend. And I'm an urchin.
Yeah, you are. Well, I guess I gotta start fingering this other rune. I gotta get my other co-host.
Oh, leave the sort of details out of it, will you?
Hey, I'm your boss.
Oh, that's right, boss.
I am also joined by Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarukus. The elves know me as Fiang Alec. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stangjes.
All right,
and
calm down, man.
As Gasmanius Maystar, and there may be other secret names.
Yeah, we get
names
it.
That if you ever guessed them, tough guy, you better believe you'd be in a world of hurt.
Oh, shit, I forgot. Devourer.
Who's he calling tough guy?
I don't know. It's some, you know,
the boss man over there.
Oi, boss man.
Is that me?
You tough?
Yeah, tough guy.
You think you're so tough?
Big
guy. You think you're so tough?
I'm trying to figure out the order.
X-ray, boss man thinks he's tough.
I definitely hate being called boss and boss man the most. But a tall guy and tough guy.
How about Champ? Hello, Champ.
Champ's all right. I feel like Champ is more of a horse name. I don't know what makes me think that.
A-Train,
no. Why? You don't even know what a train is. What is a train on Foon?
You told us about trains. You said there was that we should watch that movie.
Yeah, you said...
How to Train Your Dragon. It's a porn.
No, you said there was one where everyone went running out of the theater because the train came right at them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the first movie. That reminds me. So one of these days, what we got to do is we got to get some movies, some Earth movies, some moving pictures, which is going to blow your guys' minds, and we just got to riff on those things. I know we do a serious documentary podcast, but we should sometime, let's just take a break and do a funny one where we just make up some jokes about some movies.
Oh, sounds like premium content to me.
So just a bunch of riff tracks?
Yeah, you can call it whatever you want.
Nice one, Brev.
Well, I have been working diligently this week to find some manner of escape from this situation we find ourselves
in
now.
I could have sensed the machinations coming in there.
Yes, of course. I have been machinating about my machinations. Yet, here, I have done something else. I've reached out. Yes, and I have asked all of the mighty scholars and mages and wise men and women of the different peoples of the world and asked them to come together and share their thoughts in a symposium.
Usidor, cut the shit.
Oh, he's
what,
back.
What?
He's back on it. It is Return of the Machinations.
Usidor, I have known you for 5 years and a few months now. I can tell. I can read you like a book.
What?
You come into these meetings so hot, like with what you've been working on. I can tell. You're practically sweating. I know that you didn't do shit all week. And then you're like, oh, fuck, it's time for the podcast. And you're like, what did I do? I'll come up with something that I'm working on.
Do I sound?
It's not a switch really. You turn on and off, isn't it?
That's such a bad impression.
No. I tell you now, we can join our minds with some of the greatest minds in all of Foon to work on this problem together right now during this episode.
I mean, is this something that could become like a guest opportunity?
This could be the greatest episode, Arnold, that you have ever produced of your podcast. Tapping not into just one single mind, but to the group mind of all of the most intelligent, learned, and magical peoples of Foon.
The greatest episode we've ever done, but hasn't my accent already fucked that?
Right.
Didn't already fuck it up with this accent?
A little bit.
I don't know. No, I disagree. I think you're quite charming. And and here, I'm going to use my magic to send you this coin.
Ooh. Thank you, sir. Oh, it fell in my palm, just like a little leaf. It floated down into my palm. Thank you, sir. Let me take off my hat and ring it in my hand so you know how troubled I am.
What day is it today, Chunt?
Why, sir, it's Flurps Day.
It's not too late, then. Quick. Go and buy the biggest Flurps Day bird you can find.
Well, sir, I'm on a beach.
I thought that coin was. I thought that coin was his, and then
give
suddenly
me that coin back.
What? No,
give it back.
No.
Mine. I've got it. I'm sorry, Chunt, but if you can't buy the bird, then you can't have the coin.
First, no parents, and now this. This is awful.
You do have parents.
Oh, sorry. It's just ever since I became a street urchin,
I can't help but feel like I'm someone else.
Usador, should we be worried about Chunt? This has never happened when he shifted before.
No, don't be worried. I'm fine. Cool, blimey, I swear I'm fine.
He sounds fine to me.
Sounds like Winky Silks or whatever the fuck his name was.
Oh, yeah, lovey.
Cool, blimey, indeed. Let us have the greatest episode, despite Chunt's current accent. I suspect he won't even be able to sustain it through the entire episode, so it doesn't even matter.
Oh,
you're saying that he'll start to slowly shift back? Like, shift back.
Yes, he'll revert to his natural state over time. It's just the nature of the beast. Yeah, now, let us all touch our rune together. Don't finger it, just touch it.
Okay. What's the difference?
And think about the greatest minds in Foon working together towards a common goal. Yes, and we shall then soon be in contact with those who are attempting to help us.
That's a very abstract thing to think about.
It's a very abstract thing.
Hello. This is Usador sending my voice out into the void, looking for anyone who can assist. Will you join this symposium of brains to now let us overcome this great tragedy together?
Hello. Is there anybody out there?
We're closed. We're closed.
I'm sorry?
That voice sounds familiar.
We're closed. We're closed. Please come back after lunch. We're closed.
Oi?
When you're open, what do you do? I'm sorry, I can't quite make... you need to move your rune so I can see your face.
No, you don't need to see my face here, but you've reached the bus stop for all your bus needs, but we are closed till after lunch.
What's it? Oh, no, I see what's happened
bus
here.
Stop. I can't see the face of the person holding the rune, but they seem to be wearing a lot of finery.
I tried to reach out to all the greatest minds that Foon has ever had, and of course it took us to the bus stop, where there are many busts of some of the greatest figures from Foonish history, the greatest minds.
Oh, some of the greatest busts of all time, like Queen Titania.
Exactly.
If you leave a message, we will soon appreciate... We appreciate your custom, and if you leave a message, we will get back to you shortly.
That voice sounds so familiar.
Yes, I was just thinking that. Yeah. Sir, what is your name?
Gratax Jones? No, not Gratax Jones. Bustmanship?
It's all right. Sometimes I forget my own name, too.
Yeah, let's give him some time to find a scrap of paper with it written down on it. Let's be cordial.
All right, you got me. Gratax Jones is dead. First of all, John Bustman has secretly been Gratax Jones, famous adventurer. I discovered that, and I have came here to, I've successfully murdered him. So Gratax Jones / John Bustman is no longer with us. We will not be getting to you after lunch.
We were just talking to him seconds ago.
The rune just started ringing, and I've been... I got bored, and I answered it. Who is this?
So, hold on. So one of the greatest adventurers in all of Foon, Gratax Jones...
Are you looking to buy a bust?
Probably.
I don't have the money.
But Gratax Jones has been pretending to be John Bustman?
I think it's the other way around.
Oh.
Right?
Your voices sound very familiar.
Your voice sounds very familiar.
All right, I'm turning on the visual aspect of this.
Ah! Hear
me, evildoer. I have come here to smite thee, though I cannot through this rune, but know that I am on your tail, Baron Ragoon.
It's Randy Ragoon.
Usador. Darnie! A small boy!
Hello. My name's Chunt, innit?
Oh, Chunt, of course, Chunt.
Shanglebirth Ragoon, disgraced Baron of the Shrike Valley.
Oh, Usador, the blue, misguided wizard, railing at the Dark Lord, the unstoppable tide of evil.
Oh, wait, are Jamie and Samie here?
Pardon?
Are your children Jamie and Samie here?
Are you saying here as in where I am, or here as where you are?
On this rune at all.
Oh,
wouldn't
no, that no be one... so scary, Usador, if he was like, Jamie and Samie, yeah, they are there with you.
Oh, my. Oh, no. Okay, all right.
Phew.
We can talk to you then. What are you doing at the bus stop?
What are you doing calling the bus stop?
I was reaching out to the greatest minds of food, and they got jumbled up, and it took me to a bunch of old statues.
Oh, I was here to murder Gratax Jones, posing as John Bustman. He was posing as John Bustman. I didn't give my name when I came in. I wasn't posing as anyone.
John Bustman is a good alias. Now, why did you murder this man? I must take umbrage at that.
Well, it was an assignment, you know.
An assignment from whom? You've shit the bed, my friend. You are no longer capable of doing evil deeds unless you are some lowly highwayman who goes from town to town killing people and taking their money.
Yeah, I hate to bring up bad memories for you, Randy, but, you know, last time we saw you, we pulled off a pretty good switcheroo on you where we blew up Hog's Face and got everyone in Hog's Face out of being imprisoned. Boy, I really succinctly explained that, didn't I?
Oh, don't you think that my ignominious defeat at your hands has haunted my waking and sleeping hours since last we met? True.
You're having waking haunts?
Pardon?
Yeah, isn't that ignominious on your face? We gotcha.
Yes. I was defeated. I am not too proud to admit that your ruse destroyed me.
Oh.
It destroyed me. My grand scheme to destroy Earth using the Penelope failed. The weapon was destroyed. The Dark Lord withdrew his support from me, and then somebody said their name and a meteor shower fell on me. The conflagration. I still don't know how I survived. But yes, you speak to me now, a Baron reborn.
What?
Yes.
You're the Baron of Shrike Valley once again?
Well, I mean, how in-depth do you want to get here?
Well, you mean you're working for the Dark Lord again?
Yes.
Oh, no.
First, I wandered Foon, waking up amnesiac in a brownie village where they took me in and treated me as their own until eventually my memory returned and I knew who and what I was.
Wait, you woke up an amnesiac? Is that what you said?
Yes.
I don't know what that word means. I'm just a kid, eh?
Oh, who's
What's
in charge of this
mean?
Child's education?
You are right now. Explain that word to Chunt.
All right, Chunt. It means one is lacking long-term memories, such as who they are, what they've done, what their favorite berry is. It all needs to be discovered again.
What words mean? What words you used to know mean? Now you don't know them.
Oh, now I got it. Carry on.
Then, when I remembered what had happened to me, I wandered Foon, disgraced, and realized that the Dark Lord had taken control of the Shrike Valley from me and had given it to my children, Jamie and Sammy.
Lord.
They now rule the valley.
Oh, no.
But just when I thought I could sink no lower, I found an ally. Do you recall Dripfang de la Spare?
Oh, of course, yes. He put that sword right through Ani. You see the sword that's still in Ani?
Yeah, I am fucking pissed about it. He stabbed me with his sword.
It's still in there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's still in there.
What? I thought you were wearing a brooch. The sword is still in there.
You must see some big brooches.
How about this number here, huh?
Whoa. I thought that was a dagger.
Nope, that's just a traveling brooch, even.
Oh.
Do you want to know a little fun fact that us urchins know? Brooches can survive almost anything. You can step on a brooch. You can try and magic it away, light it on fire. Brooches still survive.
You know, sometimes I think about how, when we're all dead, brooches will still be here.
You know, if I save up enough money one day, I'm going to buy me a cock brooch.
Brooches before hoaches.
Okay.
Just think how great that would be if hoaches was a thing.
Uh-huh. All right.
Well, I'm glad we decided to broach this subject, but I must know, if you are still working for the Dark Lord, but no longer Baron of the Shrike Valley, then what are you?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I'll go ahead and do a little gloat. Disgraced, broken,
Ripped from my privilege and nobility, I sought to regain the Dark Lord's favor. Dripfang and I began a tour of mayhem and created our own podcast, thank you very much.
Oh, everybody's doing it now.
Oh, that's right. I saw this on Arnold's devices, and it made me so furious that they allowed an evil podcast to be created.
Well, whatever Airstat powers you draw from this podcast are now ours.
Sorry, what's Airstat? I don't know that word either.
Oh,
Yeah, explain it for Chunt. I know it, but...
We know it. We all know it.
So is Airstat like the number of stats that Air has?
Well, like, there may be multiple meanings, but, well, look, Usador, why don't you explain it?
You know, it's sort of...
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry. My nose is dripping. Let me wipe my nose. Whoop. I just smeared soot all over my face.
Oh, let's all just have a laugh at that.
What a charming young child.
Well, anyway, then victory. We so impressed the Dark Lord that not only have I been welcomed back into the Dark Fold, I have been elevated.
Wait.
So much so that he believes it better to leave Jamie and Sammy administering the small Shrike Valley and is asking me to undertake matters of greater import, such as tracking down potential heroes and murdering them, as I did with Gratax Jones.
So you're no longer a baron, you're just a murderer.
I'm a baron emeritus. But we've been working with the Dark Lord's team, you know, Squibbert is kind of consulting on it, on like, maybe like my brand now is I'm Shrike Valley Legend, like, the official word is that I'm dead, but then I will be spotted occasionally, like showing up at crossroads and, offering dark prophecies. And then the legend of me will grow even greater.
So can I ask, I've always been curious, how do these sorts of spottings work? Like, do you have to, like, schedule them in advance, or do you just trust that you'll periodically be spotted?
You know, sometimes when you're going out to be seen.
Yeah,
I've spent weeks just at a crossroads, kind of hiding in the bushes, waiting for someone to show up, hoping that I could declare something and make a big splash. But, you know, you just have to wait at the crossroad until someone happens by and then make a big deal about it.
I mean, I will say it helps if you know your crossroads. Like, yeah, you don't want to do that in a valley or fiefdom that you've never been to. You don't know how much traffic that crossroads gets. But I know Shrike like the back of my torso. It has every road. I know, you know, when
the
are they turnip farmers?
The back of your torso? Sorry, that was a little late, but the back of your torso?
Yeah.
How well do you know the back of your torso?
About as well as I know the roads of Shrike.
So, like...
Like, sometimes I'll look at them and I'll be like... Is that Dundleberry's Road? Yeah, it is. It is. That's Dundleberry's Road.
Is that hill by that road bigger than it was before, or is it the same size? I gotta keep my eye on that hill.
Oh, yeah. You do not want... And sometimes, like, that... There was nothing growing out of that hill before.
That hill's red now. That's not good.
Yeah.
You also don't want a crossroad that's too busy, because then everyone sees you, and they're all like, well, that's just some guy yelling at the crossroad.
I've been to a bunch of crossroads, and everyone's hanging around, waiting to sell their soul so they can master rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do that, Chunt?
No. Airstat wouldn't have done it.
I mean, the worst thing is you're delivering a portent at the crossroad, and then more travelers show up mid-portent, and it really deflates things.
And then the other thing is, if you want to be spotted at a crossroads, like when you're other places that are not cool, is it like extra nerve-wracking? Like you don't want to be spotted coming out of a bathroom?
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I've only done this like twice now.
Wow.
And speaking of, I went camping once, and I don't have any family to speak of, but... The people I was with, they had a portent. Rain went right through it.
You know, at first the voice made me wonder if this was the same Chunt, but it clearly is.
He has tells.
Yes,
Sometimes his tails are a little gauche, but we love him all the same. Now, it's very important to me to know how you happen to be at this bus stop at the exact time of the shattering.
Oh, that was just a poor bit of luck, actually. I will say that given the opportunity, if I knew, you call it the shattering?
What are you calling it?
The fragmenting.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
It's great.
The shattering's got a little, it's almost like.
Oh, it's brilliant.
It's got a little feces in it, you know what I mean?
I yes. did not see that, no.
No, I hear what you're saying.
But like fragmenting describes, you know, what you end up with, fragments. Whereas shattering, you know, implies we know the cause was a shatter. And well, I mean, but of course, you know, the secrets we have of as to the cause of the fragmenting are not ours to share with.
You have secrets?
Do you guys know? Do you know what happened?
Well, we have many insights, yes, and we have done a great deal of magical research and asked the brightest and best people in all of Foon what they think.
Usador, be cool. Machinations.
I've got this.
That is your tell.
No, I'm good. Don't cock it up.
I've got it. And we've been working together night and day to come up with some solution to this problem that we fully understand and can completely overcome by simply focusing on our machinations.
Yeah, whatever he said.
Estat.
Oh, well, I mean, good luck with your machinations. It would be a shame if perhaps another greater wizard out-machinated you.
Oh, well, I doubt it could happen, for there is no greater wizard than Usador.
And, oh, but we did hear, Usador, don't forget, we did hear that Spintax is back in Foon, so he's like a, isn't he a greater?
Yeah, let's give him a chance to speak. Which of the 50 wizards is it?
I speak, of course, of his numinous majesty, the Dark Lord.
Ooh. Could have been any wizard greater than Usador, any 50 of them, and it's the Dark Lord, the one that hurts most.
Disgraced wizard, I tell thee, Baron, I say unto thee, I insist that you share your knowledge that you have with us, so that we may solve this magical cataclysm together.
I still want to know what numinous means, but I feel like I missed my window.
Hello, numinous.
Well, why don't we take a quick break, and I'll go. I think there is a dictionary here in this schoolhouse. I'm gonna look up numinous
and aerostats
and gauche.
Great, we'll be right back after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one size fits all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
And we're back, babies. Oh, yeah, hey, we're back.
Chunt, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Everybody's looking at me weird. What's going on?
Well,
you totally changed your manner and affect.
Oh, weird. Yeah. I looked in the water just a moment ago, and I realized that I'm still in the body of a little boy urchin, but my head is now a badger's head. And I think I found something out, guys. I think the one way for me to revert back to being a badger is for me to try. If I put on an accent or try any sort of fun intonation, I resort back to a badger. Isn't that fun?
It's good to know your limitations and to understand the nature of your powers.
It's like my body's telling me I couldn't sustain an accent.
So tell me, Chunt, as a shapeshifter, you were lost control of shapeshifting due to the fragmenting?
The chattering.
Yeah, ever since I've been here on this beach, I've lost control, yeah, that's right, of my shapeshifting. And actually, when I was just a sea urchin a moment ago, it felt like I lost some semblance of myself. Like, I'm shapeshifting so often that I'm starting to lose my identity.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Was I calling Arnie boss?
Yes, you were.
Oh.
And, yeah. And Arnie.
Sorry, I stepped away for a second. I found it luminous, full of or shedding light, bright or shining, especially in the dark. Mm. So, I learned the definition of luminous.
The more you know.
Who said luminous?
You said luminous, right?
I said numinous.
Oh, fuck.
Right, well, that sort of answers my question of whether the fragmenting has affected people from Earth any differently. You seem exactly the same.
Well, Baron, as I said before the break, I insist that you share your information with us so that we together may find some solution to this problem that doth plague us all. And I insist that you do not give me some simulacrum or some replacement or some doppelganger of the information, but the real information. I shall not stand for some sort of replacement.
Okay, sorry, guy. Found it. Numerous. Great in number, many. I now know the definition of numerous.
I'll talk. I'll share my information. Just stop. Honestly, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, neither do we.
Thank you. Oh, what a relief.
Thank the goddesses.
Oh, we're all idiots.
Yeah. Thank Bruce the Sky God. Oh, yay.
Yeah, I could barely read. I've been rifling through this dictionary at random.
Wait. Well, everyone, hold on a second. You can barely read?
Wait, what are we talking about?
When did
about?
That happen?
What are we talking about?
You've always been able to read, as far as I knew. You weren't particularly good at math.
I didn't say I can't read. I said
but you're not
barely.
Good at it.
Yeah.
You can't even read, and you are running book clubs.
Yeah.
Look, when the next time we have a book club, we'll invite you. But I suspect this is why I never found out what a snub-nosed motorboat is.
You know what? We've been trapped here for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it never occurred to us that we should do a book club.
Oh, yeah, we should.
Oh, yeah.
And Arnie, the fact that maybe you can't read makes a lot of sense now, because remember that time when you made me that shirt that says I'm with Stupid?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're so fucking stupid.
Chunt, can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
I'm worried about Arnie.
Oh, me too.
He does a lot of things that you remember that he seems to not remember.
Yeah, I feel like every once in a while I'll drop in a little anecdote, just a little bit of like, hey, remember when?
Yeah.
And his eyes always glaze over, and then he goes real slow, like he goes, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he'll just repeat what I said.
He does do that, yeah.
Here, let me, Isidore. Yeah, I'm gonna make up a memory and see what he does.
Okay, great.
Hey, Arnie.
It's boss, please.
Hey, boss. Oh, no, it doesn't sound right. Hey, Arnie, remember that time when you and I arm wrestled?
Yeah.
And I won?
Uh-huh. Sure. Yeah, that happened. When we arm wrestled.
That didn't happen. Come to this side of the room. I don't think he understands.
Why did he
just agrees with whatever you say?
Exactly. Why is he overpronouncing arm wrestled?
I don't know. It's very strange.
Hey, Arnie, do you remember when I asked you to pledge your fealty to the Dark Lord and you did so?
Yeah.
Damn it. That makes me mad because I was about to do the same thing, but for good.
too slow, Usador. You're too slow.
I think it's open season.
The quickest wizard on Infoon is clearly the Dark Lord and his minions.
Everyone knows the quickest wizard in Foon is the Scarlet Speedster.
I thought the quickest wizard was Quizzard.
No, that's the wizard who's really good at answering questions.
Oh, I thought that was Triviazard. Or was that Trivial Persizzard?
Triviazard is the one that's a good sugar substitute.
Oh, that's right.
I'm sorry, guys. I haven't been paying attention. I know I played it off pretty well. I've been looking through this whole book. I could not find Numi Rapace anywhere, so... I think Randy's just making up names.
It's Shanglebirth. Baron Ragoon, if the Dark Lord... have you been in contact with the Dark Lord since the fragmentation?
Well, yes, via rune. We have had one meeting, and I know that he is working hard on the case. He's, you know, just as we are all trapped in these crystalline fragments...
That fragment is so much better.
He is probing against the edge of the barrier. Just every day, probe.
Tap, tap, tap.
And surely his probing will yield some information.
It sounds like the Dark Lord is doing just as shit a job as you, Usador.
Now, hold on a second. I've been tapping every part of the barrier that surrounds me, looking for a weakness. And I attempted to reach out to all the greatest minds, and that, granted, went a little sideways. But that doesn't mean my search shan't continue. And what we have learned is the Dark Lord is not responsible for the shattering. We know not where it did come from. It may be just some natural occurrence. You know, every 100 years or so, some crazy-ass magical bullshit happens here in the land of Foo.
What was the last one? What happened 100 years ago?
Oh, about 100... It was actually 110 years ago. We were all trapped inside of a giant dog for 10 years.
Everybody?
Everyone. Oh, we were all in the same dog. So for 10 years.
My parents told me about that.
Could be worse. Yeah.
It could be worse. I mean, it was crowded. It smelled like a dog. When it got wet, it smelled even worse.
You know what? I'm going to say, I'm going to jump in here and say a wet dog is a good smell.
That's evil.
Oh, bad take.
That is evil if I have ever heard
it. Bad take.
And Chunt, you said your parents, they told you about...
Yeah, my parents. I think my parents, when they were kids, grew up inside a dog, and they were talking about how tough it was on them and how I should be thankful for all I have. And I think the only way they eventually got over it, all of Foon, was they had to fjord the cliff. They had to fjord the big red cliff.
Fjord?
And once they did that, I think it all went back to normal.
That's right. It turned out that too much magic had been used, and so there was sort of this... regression of magic that put us into this simplified form. We call it the Great Digression.
So then what happened 100 years before that?
About 100 years before that, all of the stars in the sky turned into bananas. The bananas all were full of potassium, and everyone had an iron deficiency. That one wasn't so bad.
That one sounds okay, because you know what? Don't love bananas.
And tell them about what happened 420 years ago. With the blazoning.
Oh, during the blazoning, everyone got lit. We were all stoned out of our brains. We couldn't even see straight for 100 days.
Pretty wild, huh? Arnie, what happens on Earth every 100 years?
I don't know. Like, people make T-shirts.
What? How? And that's a tragedy?
You know, on my world, I was born on the bicentennial of the country that I was born into.
Ooh.
200 years. My country had only existed 200 years.
Wow, uh-huh. Bicentennial, the year of the buffalo.
Was that the year of President Teddy Roosevelt and his pet guinea pig fighting Bob Evans?
What?
Tell it to Quizzard. Now, look, Arnie... I'm sorry that Chunt and Baron Ragoon chimed in there, but I'm still waiting for this story to get interesting.
Oh, the one about the bicentennial?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, tell us about the year of the buffalo.
Ah, boy. So I was born, and then, you know, a lot of stuff happened, and then I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal, from the Burger King, which is in the country that was 200
Stop
years
playing
old
stupid. We know. Come on, Arnie. Boss.
So how many years old is your country now?
Assuming it still exists, I believe it is 240-some years old.
So that makes you 40-some years old.
Yeah. God, I wish I could remember either of those two numbers. Exactly. I mean, look, I know within a range of a couple of years. I am like 40 years and some change of years.
Well, how is it you don't know your own age?
Look, you're only as old as the guy that's... I don't have anything here.
So, Arnie, were you born somewhere around the time that the man with the huge biceps went to the white rock in the sky?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You said you Armstrong said. Went to the moon?
Yep. Armstrong went to the moon.
Okay. So that was around 40 years ago when you were born.
Yeah.
And you said you remember where you were when John F. Kennedy was assassinated?
Yeah, I was nothing. It's easy to remember.
Arnie, you have value.
You're nothing now. You're all nothing. A lot of you. The Dark Lord, he's going to figure the way out of this. And maybe he'll even figure out how to leave you all in your fragments.
Blah, blah, blah. The Dark Lord is everything. We are nothing. We're tired of hearing this.
Yeah.
You know.
Baron, they should call this event the leveling because, you know, it's clear that we are doing exactly the same as you.
Yeah. Yeah. In the case of Probe V Tap, they're both the same. Okay?
Endless debate. Probe V Tap.
I had such great hopes for you, Baron. Even though we tricked you so ignominiously upon our great destruction of the town of Hog's Face, when I sent those eagles in to save you, I'd hoped it would turn you to the side of good.
Wait, you what? Saved the Baron?
I've been investing in the Baron for a while because I think I have to turn one evil person around. That's the key to our success is to really recruit one of them to our side. And
why?
Then, well, because
why do we need that? That's a lot of wasted energy.
No. See, what's going to happen is one of these people will look up and they'll realize, oh, goodness and love should have been in my heart the entire time, and evil isn't the path, and that will open up the path to our inevitable success.
What if you invested that energy into someone who wanted to do good?
I've been trying to do that with you, Arnold, and it's not doing any fucking good either.
Damn. Well, someone that's not lazy.
Well, I have multiple things going on, you know? I'm investing in people who want to be good. I'm investing in evil people who I want to turn good. I'm investing in magical scrolls and reading ancient texts and learning unknowable, arcane knowledge, and I'm trying to put together a symposium of geniuses to overcome this shattering, and I am also trying like hell to tap on the edge of this thing and figure out what is going on. I have a lot on my plate.
Well, why don't you guys just team up?
Sorry about that.
Why don't
I
you just team up?
What?
Baron, Usador, Dark Lord, Usador.
I am shook by the revelation that you, Usador, the one who rescued me from your conflagration of name. But no. No, there will be no cooperation. We've done this before. You know, with the void.
Seems like you at least owe us one.
Oh, a debt. A debt. I'll think on this debt. But we've gotta quit putting aside our differences. We've put aside our differences too many times, honestly. The Dark Lord is supposed to be just rolling over food and crushing everyone, and we had to put everything on hold with the void, and now there's the fragmenting, and I'm just surprised stuff isn't, you know, moving along more quickly.
Baron, can I ask? You said before you had one rune meeting with the Dark Lord. Like, what's the Dark Lord been doing with his time?
He's been having a lot of meetings. You know, I'm going to be honest, we actually spent most of the meeting talking about his cat.
Oh. Was it funny stuff, or?
Well, you know, he started talking about his minions. He's addressing us as minions and speaking about how when the fragmenting ends, we'll be stronger than ever. And then his cat kind of wandered into frame. And then we all just kind of, like, talked about the cat for a bit.
Aww. I love that.
Yeah.
Adorable.
It was, you know, it's on fire. It's a flaming cat.
Wow.
Well, that is, as I remember, that's a portend of the Dark Lord, right?
Yeah, yeah. But then it licked its own butt, guys.
Oh. Wow, I like that.
Wow, this pussy's on fire.
That's gotta hurt.
Guys, I feel like our only difference is, I mean, the Dark Lord has a cat. Like, we like cats. Like, I feel like...
I don't really like cats.
I feel like the Baron's right. We should set aside our differences. And right now, the only
That's
difference
not what
is,
I'm saying at all.
Oh, wow. I thought the only difference between us is that you're using words like, you know, Erstat and conflagration.
No, I...
Okay, how about this? If we're not going to team up, because you know what? That's a cliche. I get it. It's a cliche. Why don't we have...
Here it comes.
A...
Yes, Arnie?
Machinations.
Okay, he's reading off... He wrote something on his hand and he's trying to read it off.
A race. We'll have a race.
I need to erase this writing on my hand.
No.
What are you saying, wizard?
If we fix this problem before the Dark Lord, we will prove that our way is better, that the forces of light and goodness were always meant to triumph over evil. If we are the first to fix the shattering, then we will prove that our path is the righteous one.
Mm. Oh, all right. I see what you're saying. All right, I will take this grand bargain. If we can reassemble the fragmenting, then you will all agree that evil and darkness are the natural state of affairs.
I accept your challenge on behalf of all wizards everywhere. And if we are defeated in this cause, all of the wizards shall become dark wizards under the flag of the Dark Lord.
What?
Fuck.
Usidor, I was just bored and suggested a thing to resolve this conflict. This episode has got to be over soon.
And Arnie and Chunt shall also be sworn to your cause.
I accept this bet. Yes. And if we win... No, wait, you already said what would happen if we won. No, I'm good with that. I'm good with all that.
No, what if we win, though? Tell me what happens if we win.
If we win, you have to buy all these stacks of paper I have here that say extra, extra.
Done.
All right.
Well, deal's a deal.
Honestly, it would be great to have some paper right now. All of these busts have been staring at me for weeks. It's a little unsettling. I really wish I hadn't been trapped here.
Why are they all pointed directly at you?
They follow you. They follow you around the store. I mean, their eyes, they turn.
Oh.
Yeah, like busts do, yeah. You know?
And, you know, they'll furrow their brow.
Can't you just move them?
Move them?
Yeah. The busts, can't you just move them?
That.
Can't you bust a move?
That is a great idea. I at first thought that they were staring at me because I... murdered the shop owner in front of them. But then I realized that that's just what busts do. But I
can... You gotta show them who's boss. You say hello. You come sit next to me, you fine fellow.
Yeah.
And then some other stuff. Chun, you got any ideas?
No, actually, I just appreciate the support.
That's actually a good idea. I perhaps owe you two now. One, saving my life. And two, telling me how to get along with some busts.
Baron, if you want it, you got it.
Well, Baron
Emeritus?
Shanglebirth.
Shanglebirth Emeritus, yes.
Well, Randy, it's good to see you. I know, you know, I have to confess I felt occasionally guilty thinking that there was a chance that I was a small part in something that maybe killed you, which wouldn't feel good, even though I know you're evil.
I will be honest. I have been dreading the next encounter with you all. I was terrified of how it would shake out. The laughing face of Carfoon Carnival Wilson has been just floating before my eyes, and it's good to just see you all again and remember that you're no threat to me at all.
I did make that Carfoon.
Okay, all right. You're some threat to me at all. I have learned a lesson not to underestimate you, but you are still mortal. I mean, how does that sword feel? Does it itch?
It feels bad. It's cold. I always feel it in me. I am so... If you see Drip Fang, tell him he's a dick.
Oh.
I do not like that guy. Hey, Usador, you are not allowed to save Drip Fang with anything. No redemption for Drip
Fang. Redeems himself and helps everyone.
No.
Oh,
even if it solves everything, no.
Oh, can I? No, can I fine. Do it? Can I?
Yeah, let Chunt do it.
Chunt, do what?
Can I save someone?
I mean, you can try. Am I right, guys? Oh. Sorry.
Drip Fang is going to love this conversation when I tell it to him.
And soon we shall save everyone, for the race is on to see who can solve the shattering.
The fragmenting.
The amazing race.
We're also going to fight over the branding of this.
The greatest wizard in Foon, the Dark Lord, will soon probe his way straight into the solution to the fragmenting.
I hate that.
He'll tap. He'll tap his way, right, Isidore?
Tap.
Probe. Tap it in.
Probe.
And I'm going to podcast the solution to everything.
Masters of Mayhem now on Stitcher Premium.
What? Get out of here.
So, Baron, you said you accomplished the thing you wanted to accomplish on your podcast. Was it like 300, 400 episodes?
Seven. I went from being an urchin, broken, disgraced, in a seaside tavern, to higher in the Dark Lord's hierarchy than I have ever been before in seven episodes. I also got married.
Huh?
In a relationship that kind of has some open questions.
That's why you're emeritus?
Enslaved a goddess to my service. It's great. Like, seven episodes, really worth every penny, now on Stitcher Premium.
Oh.
I can relate to being an urchin, but, I mean, that took us 300 episodes.
Yeah. Although, you know, you solved that problem for yourself in like half an episode.
Yeah, that's true.
I think the thing is that urchin problems are easy. Anyway, Baron, fuck off.
And to you.
The race begins now.
Go.
Quick question. Who else forgot the sword was still in Arnie? How quickly we grow accustomed to a painful, unwanted intrusion. Speaking of Matt Young, he played Usador the Wizard. And if you can't get enough of one-note characters overplaying their hand, check out Matt's recent guest appearances on the Mega Podcast and a recent Mission to Zix live stream for a Pod UK fundraiser. Chunt the Street Urchin, was played by Adol Rafai. Baron Ragoon was played by special guest Chris Rathjen. He'd like to remind you the complete improvised Star Trek, all 226 episodes, are perpetually available at www.theimprovisedstartrek.com. Give him a shot. It's just like watching the real thing. I mean, did you catch the back end of Discovery Season 2? I'd swear some of those were improvised. Don't know what I'm talking about? Not to worry, a red angel will show up in the final 30 minutes after 14 episodes to tie everything together. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Sage GC. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. If you have a few extra seconds to fill on your podcast, consider hosting Matt Young. It gives him something fun to plug, provides me the opportunity to feign interest and optimism, and makes a small dent in the growing number of Matt Young-adjacent voice actors loitering in Jewel or Costco parking lots across America. Whether your podcast is historical deep dive, film theory, hell, even one of those mindfulness depression spirals, you can always shove him back here at the end. Podcast Homes for Matt Young. Save that 3-second Coyote Howl sound effect for tomorrow and do your part today.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history.
Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.